unrest in France was long growing, but things were brought to a point by the end of the American Revolution. The French had watched the American Revolution with interest, wondering if it was possible for the ideas of the Enlightenment to create the spark necessary to dislodge the weight of a ruling power. When the colonists defeated the British rulers, the French found encouragement that perhaps they too could shrug off the weight of their rulers, at least in part. What began as a bureaucratic change related to budgetary concerns earlier in 1789 then became a full-on rebellion against the monarchy when the Estates General, an assembly representing all three levels of society, the first estate representing the clergy, the second estate representing the nobility, and the third estate representing the common class, led by the third estate, due to their large size, declared themselves a national assembly. Later in the same month, the National Assembly wrote the first of many constitutions that created a new government with the monarchy as a figurehead, instead of as an absolute ruler. Jacques-Louis David's Oath of the Tennis Court represents the moment on June 20th, 1789, that the National Assembly found themselves locked out of the chambers they had been using, and they subsequently gathered at a nearby tennis court, fearing that they would be attacked by the king's troops. Once gathered, they collectively swore not to leave the place until they had established a constitution. David's drawing shows all three estates, the clergy, the nobility, and the common class, agreeing together in the middle of this image. Within the same year, the abolition of feudalism and the Declaration of the Rights of Man and Citizen would be written. The Oath of the Tennis Court was an important moment, as it was the first time the French people had significantly stood in opposition of the king. However, as the monarchy resisted change, the king ordered the military to move into the city of Paris. The king wanted the military close in the event that there was a political uprising, more than what had already happened in the previous month, but the city of Paris was in the middle of food shortages due to an agricultural crisis gripping the nation. As soldiers and Parisians began to aggravate each other, unrest grew until July 14th of 1789. On that day, the people of Paris stormed the Bastille, the medieval fortress that housed political prisoners and an arsenal for the military. While the Bastille was not an important or much-used prison, it was seen as a symbol of the absolute authority of the monarchy and the wasteful spending habits of the government. The storming of the Bastille is usually seen as the moment that the violence of the revolution began. Not surprisingly, the king refused to ratify the constitution that removed him from authority, and in the same month an angry mob descended on the palace and imprisoned the royal family. By February of the next year, the Roman Catholic Church was told to remove all of its personnel from French soil and forfeit their land and assets in France to the new revolutionary government, or risk the death of their clergy. Later, the revolutionary government passed their first constitution. But it was a hotly debated topic, and over the course of the winter, relations sour between the factions in the revolutionary groups, and the Revolutionary Wars begin in the spring of 1792. The three major factions of the revolutionary forces by this time were the Jacobins, the Montagnards, also called the Mountain, and the Girondins. Of the three sects, the Girondins were the most moderate, and the Montagnards the most radical. In a general sense, the Montagnards agreed most often with the Jacobins, who were also quite radical, and least often with the Girondins, who were considered moderate, for revolutionaries. However, not all Jacobins agreed with the Mountain's approach to things, and not all Jacobins were Montagnards, although many Montagnards had at one point politically identified as Jacobins. While this might sound like a Dr. Seuss riddle from our nightmares, understanding the surface of the political landscape is necessary to be able to read the art that comes from this time period, especially the pieces created by a Jacobin Montagnard artist we've touched on before, Jacques-Louis David. As the year 1792 turned into 1793, the Girondins began to lose their footing in the revolutionary government and were outvoted in the matter of what to do with the royal family. The Montagnard call for the execution of the king came to pass at the beginning of 1793, and by the summer of that year, Maximilien Robespierre, now a firm leader of the Montagnards, took control of what was essentially the functioning government of France by this point, the Committee of Public Safety. By fall of 1793, Robespierre and the government started to resort to terror, harsh sentences, and frequent executions to squelch dissent. Death was the sentence for anyone of a different opinion for the Committee of Public Safety, anyone of suspiciously aristocratic birth, or for failing to lead a military win in a battle those not at the front thought should have been winnable. The Reign of Terror would swallow up 17,000 souls on the guillotine, including that of the former Queen of France, Marie Antoinette. With the people sick of the bloodshed and tired of living in fear of a new and violent tyrant, Robespierre was arrested and convicted, and executed on the guillotine he had sentenced so many to die on. In the aftermath of the Reign of Terror, a new constitution was adopted and a new governing body called the Directory was established. After years of little stability and an abundance of weak governing, the Directory in turn was dissolved because it was unable to do its job due to petty arguments, infighting, and disagreements within its own ranks. Seeing the weakness of the Directory as an opportunity, Napoleon returned from military campaigns in Egypt and rose to power. With the rise of Napoleon, France entered a new era no less tumultuous and interesting, the era of France as empire.